Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, FDA's advisory committee votes in favor of Replimune's RP1 efficacy data in advanced melanoma. Three clinical-stage biopharmaceutical companies file for IPOs spanning cardiovascular, immune, and metabolic disease. And a new analysis examines why two-thirds of pharmaceutical product launches fail to meet expectations. FDA's Cellular, Tissue, and Gene Therapies Advisory Committee voted 10-3 that efficacy results from Replimune's IGNITE study are valuable and clinically meaningful, backing the company's RP1 combination therapy with nivolumab for advanced melanoma patients who progressed on prior anti-PD-1 treatment. The vote followed two earlier complete response letters, both citing concerns about the single-arm trial design and population heterogeneity, and came just days after Replimune shares fell nearly 32% following critical FDA staff reviews. Following the committee's favorable vote, the company's stock surged more than 120%. FDA's target action date for the resubmitted application is August 2nd. Three clinical-stage biopharmaceutical companies filed amended IPO registrations this week. Braveheart Bio is offering shares priced between $15 and $17 to fund its oral cardiac myosin inhibitor for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, with Fidelity indicating interest in up to $75 million as a cornerstone investor. Atovia Therapeutics is offering shares in the same price range to advance its interleukin-31 targeting candidate for chronic itch conditions, estimating net proceeds of roughly $182 million. And Voganx is offering shares between $11 and $13 to fund mesagliflozin, an SGLT1 inhibitor for post-bariatric hypoglycemia and gastroparesis. Finally, a new analysis in Pharmaceutical Executive examines why roughly two-thirds of pharmaceutical product launches fail to meet first-year commercial expectations, attributing the shortfall to what the authors call launch drift. The widening gap between a brand's original strategy and how it's actually executed in the field. The piece recommends organizations begin monitoring performance from day one, with meaningful trends typically emerging within 4 to 6 weeks and clearer confirmation of drift by around 3 months. Drawing on case studies, the authors argue that combining field observations with physician recall and prescribing data helps companies pinpoint whether the problem is messaging, field execution, or payer friction, and adjust before the gap becomes difficult to close. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.